As China pours money into Greece, the jeans company Levi's is also making an investment, albeit far smaller, in Braddock, Pennsylvania. The town is being used as the backdrop for a new ad campaign. It was also where the post-apocalyptic movie The Road was filmed. Braddock was once a booming steel town. Today, it's a collection of abandoned homes and buildings, many with faded traces of past glory. In its campaign, Levi's is trying to evoke the Depression-era photographs of Dorothea Lange. The commercials are in black and white with a 1930s soundtrack.
This is all shot in Braddock, Pennsylvania, with people that live there and work there.
Tyler Wisnand is a creative director at Wieden & Kennedy, the same ad agency behind those old Spice commercials. These ones show people in Braddock working, ripping apart old houses, fixing up a roof.
It's the work they're doing to rebuild the town. We're also seeing parts of Braddock getting taken down. That's also part of the reality there. It's a broken town that this mayor, John Fetterman, has dedicated his life to rebuilding. And in fact, in the commercial, he'll step out and tell you exactly that situation.
90% of our town is in a landfill somewhere, so reinvention is our only option.
And he's really sort of the pioneer there that we really admire. When you enter the town, you get this feeling like, okay, we're going into a place that's, you know, suffering.
A few years ago, Rolling Stone magazine called John Fetterman the mayor of hell. Braddock's unemployment rate is about 30%. 20,000 people once lived there. Now, fewer than 3,000 do. Mayor Fetterman looks a bit like a pro wrestler. He's got Braddock's zip code tattooed on his arm. He's 6'4" and he wears a shaggy goatee.
Braddock and the whole Mon Valley, which it's a part of, was like the Silicon Valley of early last century. Extraordinary levels of wealth, prosperity, commerce. Braddock, which is really small from a geographic standpoint, two-thirds of a square mile, had over 14 furniture stores. I mean, three movie theaters, more than 50 restaurants, 45 churches, just the place where everybody in the valley went and did their shopping.
It's hard to imagine those times now. The biggest employer in town, a hospital, just shut down, taking 600 more jobs away. So Mayor Fetterman's had to sort of reinvent Braddock in part as a hardscrabble backdrop for Hollywood productions. It's not ideal, but it is a source of income for the town. Levi's pitched in to build a new playground and also a $1 million community center as part of the deal.
It's a space that didn't exist in town before Levi's stepped in. So the level of services that it's going to provide, you know, for Braddock's youth for the next 30 or 40 years, that's invaluable and priceless.
But there are critics, including Tony Buba, a lifelong Braddock resident. His problem is the way townspeople are portrayed in the ads.
I never knew there were that many thin people in Braddock until I watched those spots, or people with six-pack abs. I mean, you don't see anybody weighing 300 pounds and wearing a pair of Levi jeans walking across the screen.
Everyone who appeared in the ads was well-paid. That is, except for Mayor Fetterman. He did it for free. And as for the critics, Fetterman says he couldn't care less. As Braddock's mayor, he has to find money any way he can.
If somebody wants to give me $100 million, I'll kiss their ass and call it ice cream. But but seriously, it's about folks in the business community, you know, looking at communities that are struggling. And I like to think that this kind of private philanthropy, I'd like to see continue, because it really does deliver benefit in a way that, you know, government assistance and foundation assistance, you know, can't.
These pictures are very American, and yet Levi's are not produced in America anymore.
Sure. You know, everybody agrees that we'd love to have these jeans produced in America. It's difficult because all of us participate in buying the lowest price goods often, and I never wanted to get involved in solving all of the ills of globalization. We just wanted to showcase the community. We wanted to create the community center here in town, and we wanted to do it in a way that is dignified for the community.
That's John Fetterman, the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania. The town is now being featured in a Levi's ad campaign called Ready to Work.